Welcome back to The Comixologist, coming to you live slash not live from New York City at Slim and Kazam.
I think this is the biggest show we've ever done.
Ever.
In history, The Comixology Podcast, helping you discover books to love and yearn for.
There's so many comics. We believe there's a comic out there for everyone, and we want to help you find yours.
And for the first time ever, we just decided a minute ago to Periscope the show. So if you missed it...
So glad we woke up like this.
Your loss. You know, I picked out my best shirt and Converse shoes, you know, for this.
I thought you were going to say your hat.
Oh, well, yeah.
Quite the Blackhawks hat. Quite the hat collection.
I wear that 360 days of the year. Kara.
Yes, Matthew.
We have huge news. Huge news. You ever do a survey before?
Once or twice.
You love doing surveys. You can't stop talking about surveys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing another survey. We've done one in the past before the big reboot. We want to find out more about our friends of the show.
Our dear listeners.
And there's a short survey. Take you like 30 seconds. We'll ask you questions. You know, have you ever bought anything based on a recommendation? What's your favorite segments? Stuff like that.
What publishers you like.
Uh-huh.
We wrote all of these questions ourselves with love.
They are written with love, blood, sweat, and tears. And there's a section at the end that is probably the biggest part where we make a huge announcement that we are, what, Kara? What are we doing together?
We're starting a newsletter.
The Kara and Matt newsletter, Fridays. You know, we talk about a lot of books that don't fit into the show.
We read so many books every week. Matt makes fun of me all the time for how many comics I read every week.
Plus, we do a lot of things during the week, you know, that we need to tell people about.
Adventures.
You know.
Life adventures.
How many five-hour energies we drink during the week, what we have for lunch. So the final spot in the survey would be, you know, you adding in your email. And once we get the newsletter kicked off, you will get that on Friday. And also, you're getting a free book.
Yes.
Free special edition comic book that we...
It's one of our favorites. We handpicked it for you.
We handpicked it. And you will get that once the first newsletter goes out. We'll put the code in the newsletter. So that's our way of saying... Thanks, pal.
I was going to say we love you, but yours is a little less intense.
That was pretty intense. So that's that. So make sure you do the newsletter. It's linked in the show notes. If you are in front of a computer right now, you can type in bit.ly/surveyofdoom.
Nice.
bit.ly/surveyofdoom. There you have it.
We know you're at work. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
We're all at work right
now. We're all fine.
We're all, quote, doing work, air quotes.
If you're driving, please wait till you've stopped your vehicle.
Listen.
If you're on the train, I'm so sorry if you don't have Wi-Fi.
NJ Transit.
We'll all make this work.
NJ Transit Quiet Car, take the survey of doom, sign up for a newsletter, and get a free comic book.
Boom.
So what is a book that you, Kara, you woke up this morning... You felt invigorated after reading a book today. What was one of those books?
Black Canary.
Oh, my.
Because there was a lot of stuff that came out this week.
Too much. Like,
a lot of stuff.
You ask me.
Yeah.
What is Black Canary?
Black Canary is from DC Comics, fresh out this week. Our heroine is a singer in a rock band.
Of course.
But also has a mysterious past. As someone who kicks butt, because things keep happening at the shows for this band.
Like
weird
what?
Things that involve the lead singer maybe getting into fisticuffs, trading blows, getting in fights.
Drugs?
No.
Oh.
Straight up fighting bad guys or just people who are being total skeezes. And her band's starting to be like, hey, so what's up? You have all of these fighting powers. Where did those come from? Why won't you tell us anything about your past? So all of this kind of comes to a head as all of a sudden aliens? Some kind of horrific creatures, beings show up at the latest show, and Canary's just gotta take care of them.
What is her? Is it Dina? Is that her first name?
Dina?
Dina?
Dina Laura Lance?
Is this going to be another Deanna, Diana pronunciation?
Dinah.
I think it might be Dina.
Is it?
I don't know.
I've always
heard
Diana.
Watch Arrow? Is she on the Arrow show?
Yes, she is.
What do they call her on that?
Laurel. They just kind of bypass the first name. I don't think they want to deal with it. CW, call us. Tell us what it is.
You know CW is watching right now. Their executive team. They're watching our podcast right now. They're listening. So Black Canary, amazing art. I really dug the art.
Oh, it's fantastic. Annie Wu is just next level, bringing just this kinetic energy to every mm-hmm. panel, which is so perfect for a book that, I mean, you're trying to convey the energy of a rock show and of a fight, and she does both. I assume she's a magician.
Yeah, I don't know any of her backstory. The only time I ever really saw her was in the Batgirl series that's out, where like she was on the outs with
are we talking about Black Canary or Annie Wu? Was Annie maybe, Wu making a cameo in
maybe
Batgirl?
Maybe Annie Wu is in Batgirl. I don't know. Who knows? But there was a, you know, outside of Black Canary, there's a huge list.
Yeah, what did you read?
A lot of books came out. Let me run down, before we get into the comics, let me run down some other books that came out this week.
Do it.
You know, you're on your jog in the AM.
Yeah.
And you're like, what came out? Runaways number one from Marvel Comics.
Nice.
Thors.
Thors plural?
Yeah.
More than one
Spoilers.
Thor.
Spoilers.
Thor's number one.
Mad Max Fury Road. You ever see that movie?
Yes. Saw, loved, live. No, that would be too intense.
There's a new Ghostbusters book out, new Miss Marvel, Prez, the old DC comic from the 70s, has a new series that's out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, The Fiction, new series. I'm just going down our list right now. A lot. Secret Six.
So yes, number three.
I saw a lot of tweets this morning. New Wonder Woman. She's got a new costume.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Dresden Files. Huge from Dynamite. Gosh.
There's so much.
Frankenstein. Alex and Ada, final issue.
Oh, I'm talking about that later.
Okay, we'll save it then. One more Marvel book. Let's see. Ooh, new Magneto. Big fan of Magneto and Darth Vader. Spoilers.
You would be.
All right, let's talk about a book that I read. I read a few new issues. Let's start with The Fiction. The Fiction is, let's just set the stage. You're a kid, you know, you're a young kid, you got friends, you're up in an attic, and your parents are downstairs kind of talking about some shady business. And you're reading one of your parents' books with your friends. And once you read it out loud, you're transported into this other world. Fantastical, we're all kind of not like public domain characters, but like storybook characters are all living in this city.
Done.
So
I'm there.
So
downloading now.
You're walking through this world, and you know, time moves a little differently there. So you're escaping the drudgery of life as a child, and you're walking around this city, and you love it. But one of your friends goes missing in this city, and they can't find him. So they eventually leave, and now the kid's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And what it looks like is they never really told anybody that they went into this book world.
Mm-hmm.
So they grow up and they separate. And one of the kids, one of the books comes back to him as an adult, and he opens it, he reads it, and he gets sucked back into the world. And so now the friends must unite after years apart to get to the bottom of The Fiction.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a great first issue. I really liked it.
That's a cool concept.
I think you, Kazam, would love it.
I know I would love it because it's next to
right up your alley
list.
What was another book that you read?
Alex and Ada. The last issue of Alex and Ada came out this week, number 15. If you're not a fan of long, never-ending comics, definitely check out this one. 15 issues. You can handle it. I believe in you.
Mm.
And I needed a minute when I finished reading this issue. I got to the last page. First of all, I really recommend reading this entire series in Guided View, available on Comixology.
Sure.
Because it really is, if you go panel by panel, the way that they're laid out makes the transitions between the panels really smooth. So it's almost like you're watching a movie at certain points, which was very true for parts of this issue, which I appreciated. So I swipe, I'm on the last page, and I'm just like,
Well, what is Alex and Ada?
Alex and Ada is a story about a young man who gets gifted an android by his grandmother.
I love it already.
And she's just a robot. She's there to do his bidding, but she looks like a human, except she is an android and she's programmed to do whatever he says. And he feels uncomfortable with this.
Of course.
So he goes about trying to make her sentient, which is illegal in the current climate in this story. And the thing about this story that is so arresting is that it does feel like it could be a potential near future of our own time. And so when you're reading it, you're like, oh, that makes sense. That's like the natural progression of the kind of technology that we have now. And not necessarily for the androids, but for things like how phones have evolved and how people communicate and the tech setups in their houses. And it's just such a good story. It's well done. I love the art. It's very, very clean looking. Mm-hmm. And it's just terrific. And I'm like afraid to say anything because I don't want to spoil anything that happens. But it's just a great look at humanity and like through the lens of how we would interact with robots. And actually, we have a review of that up on the Tumblr coming out at some point today. No, from one of my fabulous teammates, Lindsay, who is sometimes a guest on this show.
Lindsay, what was her? I think L Dog. That was her nickname. Her lover. That was her popular nickname. Hopefully she's listening right now and upset that I just remembered that nickname. There was another first issue that I read that I briefly want to talk about, Empty Zone. And the art was just tremendous. It was very dark. But very lush paints, it looked like. You follow a female character set in the what seems like the not-too-distant future, and she has a robot arm, and she is kind of like a bounty hunter, but a future bounty hunter where she's responsible for kind of hacking and getting secrets from people.
Huh.
And she has a shady past that has kind of set her on this downward spiral of what looks like alcoholism and depression. So, of course, I loved it. And you see her on one of her missions at the end of the book, and there's just some funky stuff happening to her because she's not sleeping, and she's having, like, pseudo flashbacks about her, I guess, like, former lover, and some people are onto her at the end of the issue. I loved it. I just thought the art was gorgeous, and I can't wait to see where it goes. But another book that I read was from DC, which was there's a new JLA series starting, Justice League of America.
Yeah.
And the reason I really wanted to read it was because it was written and drawn by Brian Hitch, who did The Ultimates. Have you ever read The Ultimates? That was kind of like...
No, tell me more.
The Ultimates is essentially what the Avengers movie and universe is based off of.
Oh, okay.
The Ultimate Universe was Marvel's comics. We talked about this a few weeks ago. They started in like 2001 where Peter Parker was a young kid and the Avengers weren't a team yet. The X-Men weren't a team yet.
Right.
But it was all happening present day. And he did the art. So it looked like a movie. It was very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing his own series on the Justice League. So it looks like it takes place in just whatever DC universe you want. Like, Clark Kent isn't really added as Superman yet.
Okay.
And Superman is summoned to this company via, like, a invitation letter.
Mm-hmm.
But they put, like, lead lining underneath it that showed the Superman crest, so they know who he was.
Right.
So he gets there, and they reveal to him that they kind of have stumbled upon this wormhole that are sending dead Supermen into it. So he walks into this room and there's just like 30 dead Supermen that look, you know, identical to him, but they're just dead.
Oh, it's terrifying.
So he's like, what the F is going on here?
Ooh.
And they try to explain it to him, but it's really shady. It looks like they're kind of keeping things from him. So they want him to essentially stop being Superman to save the future. They've seen parts of the future and like, you need to stop, blah, blah, blah. It was really good. It was huge. And it was like $4.99, but it was like 50 pages of Brian Hitch art. So it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious of the release schedule because his stuff is so detailed. It takes, you know, I don't think he could ever do a monthly book. Mm-hmm. So I think it might be like bi-monthly. It might be like the bande dessinée format because this issue is 50 pages. So maybe in a couple months they'll do another one.
Cool.
But gorgeous stuff.
Very nice.
What else you got?
I took a deep dive into Comixology Submit this week. Submit is our program where creators can publish their works through Comixology. And there were just so many delightful choices today. Mm. I read from Sweet Tea to BD, which is a book that's it's kind of like a mini anthology that some of the students at the Savannah College for Art and Design did. Because a group of 25 of them went to the International Bande Dessinée Festival at Angoulême this past January in France. And so they made a travel anthology about their experience there. And since I was there.
Of course.
And since I was there, it was so much fun, like, reliving the experience. And I think it's a really good kind of slice of life look at that festival for people who either who are familiar with it and want to reminisce, or people who have never been and want to see what it's about, because it is a festival that's quite unlike the
comic. It takes over the whole town, right? It's like the whole city becomes a comic convention.
Yeah, it's very unlike the U.S. conventions. Mm. And so seeing the different interpretations and experiences of all these very talented students was just such a treat, because it does go to show you that even if you're on the same trip with a group of people, everyone's going to have their own specific experience or a memory that sticks out to them that maybe you didn't think of anything of. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a really well done, multifaceted look at that festival. Mm. And I just loved it.
Mm. Okay. I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
One more book that I read.
Yeah.
Shockingly, I read more than two books this week.
I'm so proud of you.
Train delays have that effect on me. We released a Marvel graphic novel from the 80s called Daredevil Love and War. And the Marvel graphic novel line back then was kind of oversized trades, mm-hmm. in like magazine format. And Daredevil Love and War was a Frank Miller, Sienkiewicz book. And it revolves around the Kingpin and his sick wife. She kind of like has like an amnesia. Her learning cognition skills are shot. So he kidnaps a specialist and holds his wife like ransom. And he wants this guy to help his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the main plot is this doctor trying to save Vanessa, his wife. And then there's another plot that...
Wow, spoilers for people watching the Netflix show. Are you serious right now? I'm sorry, internet.
So the B plot is the man that was in charge of watching the doctor's wife, the ransom.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil intercepts that, so he's protecting the wife. And now the creeper kidnapper is trying to find her because he becomes obsessed with her.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the inner workings of this guy's crazy thoughts about how he needs to get back to find her.
Right.
And it was just beautiful. Like, you really get a level of like psychosis from this guy's inner thoughts that you don't get in like a monthly comic book before. It was amazing. Yeah. Plus the way that Sienkiewicz drew Kingpin was very caricature-esque,
mm-hmm.
In that like his back, like Kingpin's back is like above his head, and his head is like super minuscule in the front of his body. So it was very cartoonish. But the only time I've ever really seen this book, I think David, our CEO, has a print copy of this in his office, and he showed me like the back cover,
mm-hmm.
because I think Kingpin's back is just like the back of the book or whatever.
Oh,
but
cool.
It was really gorgeous and some amazing Frank Miller stuff.
Very nice.
Grab it now at all costs. Anything else before we wrap up?
Pirates of Mars, which
sounds amazing.
If I didn't get you with the title, I don't know what to tell you. Also out from Comixology Submit, the first story arc, the first three issues, have now been collected into one convenient volume. So Pirates of Mars is about...
Pirates in Mars?
Pirates of Mars. Pirates of Mars. Our captain is It looks like she's the only lady on her crew, and the rest of her crew is a homicidal robot, and who just, I feel like a horrible person because every line that he says just makes me laugh forever because the dialogue is just so well done. And a small girl who can code by speaking, and the way they do that visually is so fascinating because, for example, at one point she asks for a cookie, but instead of the speech bubble next to her saying, "Can I please have a cookie?" it's just a picture of a cookie. So it's just a really cool example of what you can do in comics that you can't do anywhere else. And so we're following the captain and her crew on an adventure. It reminded me kind of like a Firefly. They're just trying to keep going through the universe, just trying to do their own thing. If that means robbing people that happen to be part of an oppressive regime, so be it. And
slice of life stuff.
Typical average Wednesday.
Yes.
But it's really terrific, and the art is really well done. And I just, man, that robot. I love that robot.
You, all the time, you're telling me how much you love homicidal robots. It's just like,
well,
never
maybe not
ends.
Always homicidal robots. Okay, I have a soft spot for some Decepticons, but
of course,
you know,
who doesn't in this day and age?
You're wearing a t-shirt. Fine, it has an Autobot on it.
Yeah.
You're wearing an Optimus Prime t-shirt, but the
do you have any Decepticon shirts?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes, I have a Decepticon tank top, and then I have a t-shirt with Prowl on it. He's an Autobot. Yeah, it glows in the dark. It's my favorite.
Of course. Oh boy, so that book does sound great. Pirates of Mars, which I think is we're a 2-week record for most pirate submit books talked about on the show. We're 2 weeks in a row, aren't we? Didn't we talk
about... We're all
about
the pirates. We talked about Anne Bonny. We're talking about Pirates of Mars. Basically, if you have a pirate book with a lady who's like the lead, I'm reading it so fast. So if you also want to go on a swashbuckling pirate adventure through space, we're going to give you a taste. Issue 1, Pirates of Mars. Faux free. Faux you.
Faux free. One of the codes that we'll make for this promotion will be faux free one day.
Comixology.com/redeem.
MarsPod. MarsPod. That code will work for a week. So if you too, you know, you have dreams of being a pirate, we all do.
And who doesn't? Pirate with a homicidal robot sidekick and a little girl who can code with her words.
AKA the American dream.
That is the American dream. We all want to go to Mars with a homicidal robot.
MarsPod, and you will get that first issue for free. Oh, what a show. Is there anything else that we wanted to hit up before we wrap up? We're running out of tape right now.
I had, super quick.
Yes.
I had an off-the-record backlist spelunking recommendation.
Off the record?
Well, we can be reached.
Some stranger just come up to you on the street and say, off the record, I think you should read this.
We can be reached at letters@comixology.com. That's, you write in, we'll answer your questions. We're here for you.
Uh-huh.
And... someone took to Twitter and tweeted at me and said that I should try Strike Force Mori Turi, which you said that you actually have read before.
Loved it. And I don't think we have all of it, but I love what we have.
We have the first 13 issues. So Strike Force Mori Turi is from Marvel Comics. I didn't look up the date. Is it like late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah,
something like that.
Mid-80s.
The Cold War was still on because they're talking about the Soviet Union.
Maybe like RoboCop era.
That sounds about right. Anyway, aliens are invading planet Earth, and we have to fight back. And to do this, we create superheroes artificially. The catch is you die after 1 year. So you have to know that you are going to die after 1 year, but you'll get these superpowers and you'll be fighting to save the Earth. And it was interesting to see how close this plot seemed to the plot of The Wicked and the Divine, which is one of my favorite books right now, because I was reading this and after reading the issue of Wicked and the Divine that came out last week that blew my mind.
Do they all die after a year in the Wicked and the Divine?
Within 2 years, the gods and the Wicked and the Divine will be dead. So in Strike Force, after 1 year, you know you're going to die. So the characters are grappling with their own mortality versus can they make their lives mean something by helping to save their fellow humans. And it's quite gripping.
Yeah. I thought it was way ahead of its time.
Oh, definitely. If this book was out today, flying off the shelves.
And if Marvel did it, I feel like it doesn't kind of fit into, I guess I view it as like an R-rated comic.
Yeah.
Like the topic's very R-rated. It reminded me of Starship Troopers a little bit in terms of like satire and future war. But I really loved it. I can't wait for us to finish out the series.
Yeah, it has one of the coolest superpowers I think I've ever seen. One of the characters has the ability to look at something and see how it works and see if they can reverse how it's working to combat whatever it is it's doing. So this was anything from putting down a force shield to counteracting a venom. And I just thought it was so fascinating.
I need that for 5 hour energy so I can make it myself in my basement legally and then just drink that, save myself some money.
You have fun with that.
Thanks. great show we had. You know, we announced our big
special
thing early in the show. Maybe we can say survey/newsletter, so don't forget to fill that out.
Mm-hmm.
You need to fill it out right now. Hopefully you're doing it while you're listening.
Unless you're driving, in which case,
you can drive a car with knees. Isn't that what people do sometimes?
You give horrible advice. All right. Well, everyone, enjoy your comics this week. Thanks for joining us.
Yep. Goodbye.